Chapter 1, Toronto. Dad pointed out of the car window. "Look at that fire station, Stevie," he said to my younger brother. "Wow," said Stevie, "those fire engines are big." Then he asked his usual question. "Are we nearly there, Mom?"
10 more minutes, Stevie, and we'll be there," answered my mother.
"We've already entered the city. Now we have to find the house."
"Do you remember Toronto, Janet?" asked Dad.
"Not really," I answered. "The city has changed a lot."
I was 16 now, and we were coming to live in Toronto again after 9 years. I was born in Toronto, but when I was 7, the bank where my father worked sent him to Calgary, another city in Canada. After a few minutes, Dad entered the quiet neighborhood where my aunt lived. The houses were big and old, and there were lots of trees. My mother looked at the name of the street we were approaching. "This is the one," she said. We turned right and soon saw the house. Dad stopped the car outside it. Mum turned to Stevie and me in the back seat. "How do you feel now that we're finally here?" she asked us. "I'm tired, but happy we've arrived," I answered. It had taken us almost 3 days to arrive, and now we were going to stay at Aunt Sue's house for 3 weeks until our house was ready. I didn't like staying in other people's houses, and I also felt uncomfortable about my cousin Kevin, who was 1 year older than me. Kevin and I were good friends when we were children, but my mom said he was now a rebellious teenager. Aunt Sue often phoned my mother and talked about him. Suddenly, the front door opened, and Aunt Sue ran excitedly to the car. We got out of the car and went to meet her. "Caroline, it's so good to have you all here," said my aunt, hugging my mother.
"Janet, is that you?" Aunt Sue asked, looking at me from my head to my toes. She was amazed.
"You're beautiful," she exclaimed.
Then she looked at my brother. "And look at you, Stevie. The last time I saw you, you were only 2 years old. You probably don't remember, do you?" she asked.
"I think I do," said Stevie, and we all laughed.
"I'm sure you're hungry," said Aunt Sue. "Come inside and I'll get you something to eat."
"Thanks," said Mum. "That'll be nice."
"Where's John?" Dad asked Aunt Sue.
"He's in the house, working in his study, as usual," said my aunt.
"He probably didn't hear your car. I'll tell him you're here." We entered the house and sat down in the living room. Aunt Sue went to a room at the end of the hall and knocked on the door.
"John," she said, "they're here."
She listened at the door and then came back to us. "He'll be out in a minute," she told us. "Make yourselves comfortable, and I'll bring the food." Aunt Sue shouted from the kitchen, "Stevie and Janet, you can have your own rooms on the first floor." Just then, Uncle John came out of his study. He went to my father first.
"Bill," he said, "good to see you."
Then he turned to us. "How are you all? I'm sure you're tired after the long trip. Let me help you bring in the luggage."
"Thanks, John," answered Dad, and my uncle followed him to the car. Stevie went to help them.
"I'll be with you in a minute," Aunt Sue called from the kitchen. She soon entered the living room with some bread, cold meat, and salad. Then she walked to the bottom of the stairs.
"Kevin," she called, "please come and say hello to everybody."
"I'll come down in a few minutes," Kevin shouted from his room upstairs.
"I didn't know Kevin was at home," my mother said. My aunt didn't answer her.
Just then, Stevie, Dad, and Uncle John
returned from the car. They left the luggage in the hall and came to join us in the living room. We had something to eat and spoke about the latest news in the family. Then Uncle John stood up. "I'm sorry, but you'll have to excuse me," he said. "I've got a very big court case on Monday, and I'm studying the material. I'll see you later." He returned to his study. A few minutes later, my cousin Kevin came down the stairs. He looked wild in his black leather jacket. His hair was long and untidy, and his face looked dirty. He took a piece of cold meat from the plate and ate it hungrily. "Kevin," said Aunt Sue, "say hello to your cousins." Kevin looked at all of us and nodded. "Hi," he said. Then he turned to my father and put out his hand. My father and Kevin shook hands. I was surprised by his politeness. "I'm going out now, Mum. I'll be home late, so don't wait up for me," said Kevin. "Can't you stay for a few minutes and talk to your cousins?" asked Aunt Sue. "No, I'm late," he looked at me and said. "I'll talk to you tomorrow." "Say goodbye to your father," Aunt Sue told Kevin. "He's in his study." "You say goodbye for me," said Kevin, and he left the house.